can take communion with us that wants to, that feels like that's what they want to do, that's part of their life. And nobody has to take communion if they don't want to. Amen? You know, I heard some things that I feel just Millie and I this morning that I think is really, really important. It really struck me and helped me to try to understand, you know, our young people. I used to be a young person. It was a long time ago. But there are three main sayings, according to Fox News, that young people feel. One of them is, I can't do anything right. Kids feel like that. I do not enjoy life. My life is not useful. And the reclusiveness and the generation gap is even greater than it was before. Many believe it has something to do with our phones. And kids are more alone by themselves. And my heart goes out to all of our young people that are trying to fit in somewhere, that are trying to make sense of everything that's going on. You know, self-harm is up 163% in America today among our youth. Well, what does that have to do with anything? I think we really need to take a look. And maybe this here. I'm just speaking to myself. I think sometimes it's so easy to be judgmental. I'm talking about myself and say, well, they just won't be quiet, or they just won't do this. But it makes me look and see, and I can relate. I see these problems. I see them. When you really look, you can see that there's a problem. I'm going to say everything to the youth in this church. We love you. We ain't no better than you. And you are our hope. You are our hope. If we've got any hope at all for the next generation, it's in our kids. I just thought I'd put those statistics out there. I'm a stat guy. And also I want to just share a message with you tonight entitled Words. Just words. And I had a lot of scriptures I could have used, and I chose these few here. The first one is Job chapter 6, verses 25 through 30 in the New Living Translation. And this is what the word says there. Honest words can be painful. But what do your criticisms amount to? Do you think your words are convincing when you disregard my cry of desperation? These are the words of Job to his three friends. And they begin to say to Job, well, you had to do something wrong. This just doesn't happen by accident. You did something wrong. But see, that wasn't the case. And for all of the 42 chapters of Job, his three pals, they would not move from their stance that, Job, you know you did something wrong. Just tell us what it was. But the word says over and over in those 42 chapters and all of this, Job did not sin. There's a place where Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. And you know, tonight you may be going through something and nobody may understand what's happening in your life but you. I know that my Redeemer lives. And when I come out of this, and I'm going to say this for each and every one of you, no storm lasts forever. No trial lasts forever. God won't allow it. And when I come out of this, Job said, I will come out as pure gold. when you are a child of God and you allow the Lord to be your father and you do the best you can every day and nobody's perfect, God will not allow Satan and others to just do what they want, only to do what's necessary to help you to grow or to witness to somebody else. There's a lot of reasons why things happen. And we just need to realize that. So this is Job trying to defend himself a little bit. You would even send an orphan into slavery or sell a friend. Look at me. Would I lie to your face? Stop assuming my guilt, for I have done no wrong. Do you think I'm lying? Don't I know the difference between right and wrong? Honest words can be painful. Words can be painful and be honest also at the same time. I think we all fall under the scrutiny of honest words at times in our life. We may hear something that somebody said about us, or somebody might just tell us just straight up. And what we can do is just hold our peace. Be slow to speak. Be quick to listen. And be slow to get angry, as the word says in the book of James. I'm sharing some thoughts with you, simply entitled Words. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 12, New Living Translation. Wise words bring approval, but fools are destroyed by their own words. You know, I'm 71. I'll be 72 years old this year. I really believe this. If you just hold your peace and let somebody talk, they'll tell you everything you need to know about them. You just let them talk and be forgiving of whatever you think about them, whatever conclusions that you have. Words. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 27. I'm in the middle of my message right now. This is a one-hour service. It never goes over 1 hour. So I'm going to give you some time to go get some of them bananas and all them good things back there. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Over and over in the Bible, over and over in life, I've always admired people. They just didn't keep going. They said what they had to say, and especially when they tried to do it with love and kindness and humility, it's even better. Some people are of few words, but they're very sharp. They're very curt. And we just don't need any more of that, do we? I was so proud of Logan County when we had our tornado. The other early morning, what was it, Saturday morning at 1:30 in the morning, 1:20? You know what I was proud about? All over Logan County, people were driving around asking their neighbors, can I do anything? Can we do anything to help? And I'll tell you, we could be proud of our community. And how did we have so much damage? I don't know if some of you drove and looked at the damage and not have any fatalities. Praise God. Thank you, Father above. No fatalities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Words. Words. James chapter 3 and verse 2. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. Here, James says, the tongue is a fire. It's a world of iniquity. It's a world of sin. And it all boils down. The Bible says that a great ship is steered by a very small rudder. I went to bed last night and woke up this morning thinking about the several people that were on the submarine that left out of Canada going towards the Titanic, and they don't know where it is. Has anybody heard if they found it? Last this morning I heard they did not find it. And everybody on the Titanic, everybody that went on that submarine was very rich. It cost $250,000 to go on that. Words. And I heard the words of a daughter just upset. Her dad was on there. And the thing about it is there's only so much oxygen. And the thing about it is that submarine was bolted together on the outside. They can't get it open. The only way they can get it open is if they find it in time. I just cried out to the Father and said, Father, help them. Help them. I guess they were all men of renown, great wealth. That one excursion that submarine took in $1,250,000. And if you can control your tongue, you can control everything else. Who says that? Well, the author and finisher of this whole world. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all those that dwell therein. He spoke through the book of James in the New Testament. If you can control your tongue, you can control ourselves in every other way. I think that's an amazing statement. Before I became a believer, if I would have thought, you know, how could you be in control? I don't know if I would have saw what I saw in the book of James, that if you can control your tongue, if you can control your words, if you can speak kindness for evil words. Last place tonight is John chapter 6, verses 66 through 68. We'll take a look. And this is Jesus. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And Jesus said to the 12, are you leaving me too? Are you going to walk away from me also? And Peter said something from the first time I read it when I was 19 years old. It stuck in my heart. Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. You know, let me say something to you. I could have titled this message to everyone in here. You have the words of eternal life. You can speak and you can change circumstances by speaking right words. Proverbs also says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. The word says be instant in season and out of season, always ready, always to have an answer for everybody that asks you for the hope that lies inside of you. One of the things I've fashioned myself to do, I don't know how long I've been doing it, but as many people as will let me, I ask several times at least a day, I've never met a stranger, can I pray for you? Is it okay to pray? And that's a beautiful thing. Can I pray for anybody in here tonight? Yes. I'm coming over there. I'm going to meet you.